Welcome to Business Growth Tips, where you can learn practical ways to grow your business. I will help you find and keep more customers, improve your marketing and communication, increase the capabilities of your staff, and utilize your hidden knowledge assets to increase profits. My name is Beth Agnew. I am an educator and business consultant. Today's topic, talking to customers. Let's look at this picture. A customer enters your store, and then you approach them and ask, "May I help you?" What do you think the customer's most likely response is going to be? Probably 9 times out of 10, the customer says, "No, thank you. I'm just looking." That no from the customer just brought everything to a halt. The conversation is over. Your interaction with that customer is over. Your opportunity to sell to that customer is gone. Your sales are zero. Sure, it's possible that the customer will browse a little bit and see something that they want, but you have lost an opportunity. So I'm suggesting that instead of saying that, "May I help you?" try a different question. Greet your customer with, "What brings you into our store today?" Almost any response the customer makes to that question is an opportunity for you to begin to develop a relationship with that individual. No matter what you think, selling to customers is all about developing relationships with them. So when you ask that question, even if you don't make a sale that day, you want that person to think well of you and your store and probably return another day when they might be more inclined to buy. At the very least, they are going to go out of your store thinking, "Gee, those people are really helpful in there. They're really interested in me." And when a customer thinks that, they're probably going to tell somebody else. Then you might get a referral from that customer. Now maybe the customer says something like, "Well, nothing really brings me into your store. I'm just browsing." If that's the response, you can still take the opportunity to mention some specific sale items. Even if the customer says something like, "Well, nothing really brings me into the store. I'm just browsing," or, "I was just walking by and I thought I'd pop in and see what you had in here." No matter what the customer says in response to that question, you can take that opportunity to mention some specific merchandise. So perhaps some sale items, or what's even better, you can ask further questions, which may draw out the customer's need or the want that they have for specific merchandise. Instead of seeing an opportunity to make a sale every time a customer walks into your store, see every customer conversation as an opportunity to get to know that customer. In that way, you can provide individualized service, and that will often create customer loyalty where selling on price or product will not. Don't sell or pitch items to your customer. Sounds like kind of strange advice. What you really should do is talk to your customer instead. So here's some examples. Are you looking for something for yourself or for someone else? There's no way for the customer to answer no to that. Usually they will say, "Well, I'm not really looking for anybody, I'm just looking." Okay, that's fine. Then you can follow up with what. And you can mention here your kinds of products. So what kinds of things appeal to you or the person you're buying for? What similar items do you already have? Or if they're buying for another person, what kind of things do they already have in this line, or what things do they already like? Many times customers won't buy simply because you don't have their price point. So you can ask them, "What price range are you thinking of?" And then you can direct them to items in their price range, within their budget. That helps them and shows your concern for the customer rather than your interest in making a sale. You can ask what colors would suit you the best, what shapes, what styles, anything along those lines. Once you determine your customer's wants, and more importantly, their needs, you can point them to products that fit those requirements. If you show high-end items when the customer is planning to keep her expenditure low, that's a waste of your time and the customer's. In fact, you might even go so far as to alienate the customer, and they'll never come back. Speaking of wasting time, you might think that taking this amount of time to talk to customers is not the most effective use of that time, especially if the customer you've spoken to for the past 20 minutes, you've made that time investment, and they don't buy a thing. Well, what else would you be doing? What other activity in your business applies effort directly to the bottom line, if not customer sales? There is no more important activity than talking to your customers and ultimately selling to them. How do you think of your business? Is it we sell X? Or do you think in terms of we help customers find the right X for their situation? And this can apply to any kind of product or service that you sell. Be customer driven instead of product or service driven. Have that genuine desire to help your customer solve whatever problem has brought them into contact with you. The only way to do that is to talk to your customers to find out what they need and what they want. Once you do, you can give it to them and they will gladly pay for it. Not only that, but they'll return for more. And they will tell their friends about you. And bottom line, that is the most reliable way to grow your business. Thanks for being with us at Business Growth Tips. My name is Beth Agnew, and the blog is at bizgrow.blogspot.com. Bizgrow is B-I-Z-G-R-O.